And then he showed me, he said to me, put your son down. And I could only see God's two hands on his brain. And he said to me this word. He said, I will restore your son. But this boy will tell the world that Jesus is alive. But you have to go and walk the walk of faith. And I said, anytime, Lord, because I didn't know what faith was all about. Today I know what's faith. I can tell you, faith is to be willing not to know the answer. Hebrews 11 says, faith is not to know, but to believe in the things that we hope for. That we don't see, but we hope for. And he said to me, I give you today this promise, but this promise with your faith will make the miracle. I also afterwards realized that the Word of God says faith is a substance. That's exactly what he said to me that day. And the last thing he said to me, and then firstly he said to me then again, he said, the orders in the house are not correct. He said, people put children first, and then their marriages, and their work, and then God. He said, remember, it's God, your spouse, your children, and then your work. And the last thing he said to me is, always remember, my child, it's not about you on this earth. It's all about me. In my heart, I didn't say it loud, but in my heart I said, no, it is about me. It's my child. It's my pain. And he answered me again. He said, no, my child, it's not even about your pain, your sufferings. It's all about me. And as I opened my eyes, 1.5 hours passed. And when I ran back to ICU to realize, because I realized they're going to stop the machines, when I ran back, the curtains was closed. And I asked them, what's happening? And they said, as soon as they stopped, his heartbeat went down to from 32 to 30. And all of a sudden, it went up to 186. And I realized God is there. He's alive. He's truly alive. I walked away from the scene and I sat down and I said, Lord, for as long as I live, I will truly tell the world that you are alive. You are alive. After a month, there was no machine on him other than the trach in his throat and the food tube in his stomach. And he was just still lying in a coma for 3.5 months in a coma. Didn't speak, didn't do anything. The one eye was totally blind, and after a while he opened the right eye, but the left eye was blind and closed. And he was just lying there. And then his face was in a spasm. Everything was in spasm. The left side was paralyzed. The right side was in a spasm. And he couldn't open his mouth. 4 months, he couldn't open his mouth. I took him to a doctor and I said, won't you please inject him? Do anything, but he have to open his mouth. Because I know my heart, what God says, this boy will tell the world that Jesus is alive. You have to open his mouth. And the doctor just said to me, sorry, he will never ever open his mouth. And I said, Lord, I'm not going to take those words, because your word says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I cried all the way home. And I said, Lord, I'm not going to take those words. And he said to me, and I said, Lord, $750 for half an hour. He didn't even give us a prescription. God spoke to me and he said, if he gave you one, would you have used it? I said, of course I would. He said, can I give you one? I said, please, Lord, what? He said, John 6:53. I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise you up in the last days. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. And he says to me, go and do it as often as you need it. So I put a bread there and some juice, And every now and then I just took a piece of bread and I said, Lord, I choose to die with you. And then again, I choose to rise with you. As you rose out of the dead, so I will. I did that. Some days I ate breads. Today I'm only on Provitas. But I kept on doing it. I kept on doing it. And yes, the Word of God speaking about it, he says, you will feel how the level is rising, and the level will rise and rise and rise. He said, and then one day, as your spirit will rise, the flesh will die, and streams of living water will flow out of you, and you will be like a tree planted at living water. And I changed. And one day we took him out of the bed. He was just lying, and we took him out of the bed, and we took him on, put him on a bicycle, and five of us were holding him. And the physiotherapist said to us, why are you doing it? You will never walk. Why are you bothering? And I said to her, you see in Genesis 22, God spoke to Abram, and Abram did whatever God said to him. And God says in his word, I have a vision for you. Jehovah. He said, my name is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. Jehovah Jireh. In Genesis 22:8, Abram said, my son, God himself will provide a lamb for this burnt offering. And that I know, God and God himself will provide a lamb for our burnt offering. And the ram is ready. God says the ram is ready. We just have to be obedient. But so many times Christians want to see the blueprint of their love. And God says, no, my child. I want you to walk in faith and obedience. Pray and obey. Pray and obey. Keep on praying and obey. But that is the hardest part, you see. And then we put him on a chair and we wrapped him and we kept his head up. And the OT came and she said to him one day, he just sat and he looked at his dad, actually, at her with the one eye. And she said to him, Aldo, I want to show you today an A and a B and a C. And I saw him looking around and he looked at a Koki pen. And I said to him, do you want to write something? And he just shaked his head a little bit, his head. But you know, mothers see something different. I saw his head shaking. I said to her, I see he wants to write something. She called me. She said, don't do that to yourself. Or to him, he will never be able. Look at the x-rays. There's nothing. So I took the pen and I put it in his hand. And he started A and he ended Z. And he kept on and he said, thank you, Mummy, that you never stopped believing in God. Thank you that you offered me that day. Because if you did not offer me, I would have been dead. So I shouted and I said, how do you know that? And he kept on writing and he said, remember the accident? As you bent over me, you looked straight into Jesus' eyes, where he picked me up and he took me to heaven. And I suddenly remember how my whole body was shaking and how the peace came over me. Tell you, you won't stand in the presence of the mighty God. That's why he says in his word, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. I was crying and I ran up to the stairs. I said, Lord, how's this possible? How is this possible? He gave me the scripture, John 11:40. Where Lazarus was dead. And Martha was calling to Jesus and she said, Jesus, you're 4 days late. And he said, Martha, didn't I tell you? For those who believe in me will see my supernatural power. He said, Rita, you're serving a supernatural God. Tell me how was I born? I said, yes, Lord, I know, supernaturally. He said, why do people stop believing that I am a supernatural God? I'm still the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I am the same. He said, you have the resurrectional power inside of you. Keep on speaking it. Keep on living it, and you will see it. I cried and I ran down. I hugged my child and I cried. I said, he starts writing and he says, I was with him all the time, all the time. And he taught me the whole word of God. Today he can tell me any scripture. He knows the word. He saw two children in heaven. He gave me the addresses. At first I didn't believe that. But as we found the parents and everything he wrote about the children was so correct, I realized we can't tell God what he can and what he can't. It's us that has a limited idea of this mighty God we're serving. It's us. He's the God of the universe. He is my God. And then every day he took the pen and he wrote. He said, I will talk. Thank you, Jesus, 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 I will talk. 5 pages every day. Thank you, Jesus, I will talk. I was the mother. After he watched a movie, he will start telling us normally what happened in the movie. And it's an hour's drive home. And then in the middle, I would stop him normally and I would say, I'll give you R5 for every 5 minutes that you just keep quiet for a while. That was me. And all of a sudden, he's quiet. I cried. Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me. 5 speech therapists didn't want to help us. They looked at the x-rays and they said to me, never. And as I phoned the last one, I walked down the stairs and he asked me, he was writing, and he said, when can we start? What is she saying? When can we start? And I said to him, sorry, she's full. She can't help us. And he said to me, don't worry. I will talk. And Jesus will make me talk. It was months, 7 months. He couldn't speak. But the day came when Jesus said, it's time. And he opened his mouth and a little noise came out. And that noise became a word. Today he's speaking very slowly and in one tone. But he's speaking. Today he's in a private school. His marks is 95-96%. Today, after 2 years in a wheelchair, he's walking. If you look at him, he's still looking like a pregnant woman at a loss. You know that look? But I praise God, that is the beginning. He's walking and he will run. And every day of his life, he still journals. And then he will write, Mommy, tell the world that Jesus is alive. I saw him. I saw God sitting on his throne and he said to me, I have to tell the people that there is a hell and there is a heaven. You still have a chance now. Give your life to the living God. Believe me, Jesus loves you. He loves you with all his heart. And he says, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will not. You will not. And then, that same day, God gave me the scripture in Hebrews 13:15, where he says, I will not, I will not, I will not, surely I will not. I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will not even release my grip on you. I will not, says the Lord God Almighty.